Joined now by Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Cady on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA KRLS. Well, Joel, interesting week this week. Yeah, just one game on Monday, but let's talk about that Grinnell game. Got the win 60-45. Not the typical Knoxville way of winning as we were used to seeing, but you got the win. And really, what we were both saying before we went on, kind of a meaningless game because everything had been decided sub-state wise.
Yeah, that was a kind of a tough situation. I know some schools canceled their games and things like that I saw online, but we're just the type of team that, the boys wanted to play the game instead of practice. And so kind of treating it like a practice, we worked on some stuff. Specifically, and it's just one of those games that the scoreboard didn't really matter big picture, but we obviously went out trying to play well and to win. We didn't shoot good. That was one of our first and only games really of the season that I felt like we really shot the ball poorly. I think we shot a worse percentage than Grinnell, and they made some shots, credit to them. And so it was good for us because we played through some adversity and we had some things happen that put us in different situations that we normally are in. And so I thought the guys responded really well in the second half, and we came out and kind of took a lead and put the game away early in the second half. And so I was really proud of how the guys responded through that adversity.
Let's talk about the season as a whole, regular season, 19-3, hit that little lull, right after the start of the first of the year, but then picked it right back up. And, you did have some adversity around that time of the season.
Yeah, and we have going the whole off season that we kind of played together in the summer, and everybody's roles were pretty clearly defined based on our off season stuff. It wasn't like we had to start the year and wonder who we had there. We knew who we were going to have, and so it was pretty clear cut defined roles. But one of the downsides to that is when you lose one of your team leaders and your main ball handler and Drake, you're forced to have to do different things on the fly. And play different guys in different roles. And so overall, I'm hoping that, it was a blessing in disguise to drop a couple games there and to be faced with some adversity. And really, we were up in a lot of the Pella Christian game. And at the end, we just couldn't get enough stops and hit a few shots. And then as the same thing in Newton, we were up at halftime, up with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. And our last 10 minutes of the game were bad. And I think it was like a 22-3 run or something that Newton went on. Credit to them because they hit shots. But, overall, we really played, besides the Pella game, we played about, 15 minutes of not good basketball, and otherwise all the games were pretty much decided, by a decent margin. And so really proud of how our guys bounced back, and we learned some stuff that we didn't know already about a few guys, and a few guys have stepped up in different roles, and I've been really impressed with how they've done that.
When Drake was out in the middle of the season, one guy that comes to mind is Jacob Matricia, and he came in and, like next man up, took advantage of that opportunity. And now, even with Drake back, he is still getting plenty of playing time.
Yeah, and Jacob was a kid that got hurt the first game of the season against Clark, and he was hurt a little bit during football season, so he re-injured his hamstring. And so it was slow for him to get, up to speed, and then not only be in playing shape, but just adjusting to the speed of high-level varsity basketball. And so he just kept, plugging away, pretty quietly working every day, and all of a sudden his number was called and, took off. And he tries really hard on defense. He rebounds really, really well, and he understands his role. He hits shots when he's open, and he finds the open guy when he's not open. And so the ball moves really well with him, and he's growing in his confidence, and we're super happy that he is on our team because he just fits in really, really well.
Talking to Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Cady on KNIA KRLS on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Last year, you didn't have a ton of adversity. This year, you had some adversity. I think you knew you might run into that just with the kind of team you have. How have they managed through that? Obviously, the record speaks for itself, and the wins speak for themselves after all that. But how did they manage through that adversity when you were in the middle of all that and trying to muddle your way through, I think losing – 2 or 3 or 3 or 4 at that point?
Yeah, and Drake is our, senior team leader. Him and Kale are the two seniors that we have this year, and Kale's very quiet and soft-spoken, but he does it with his effort. He talks with his effort and his teamwork on the court. But Drake being out, I think all the guys were like, man, this sucks. Don't know how long he's going to be out, but he's our senior leader that's put everything he's had into this program for 4 years, and we're not going to we're gonna try to, you know, go out there and get better even without him and support him through it. And so I thought the guys were really supportive of him, because that's one of, you know, the hardest thing that you can deal with, especially with how hard Drake has worked and the amount of time that he's put in. And I know it feels like, you know, it's just like, you know, why him? You know, you've worked really hard, and, you know, when you work really hard, you feel like good things should happen to good people. But that's not how it always works. And so learning how to, for Drake to go through this adversity right now and for the team to have his back and support him through that is one of the strengths of our team. And so we're a really close-knit bunch, and we support each other, and we do it on and off the court.
Let's talk about the sub-state now. Interesting sub-state. A lot of people think, okay, they may have to be in that same sub-state with Pella. Well, you're not even close to Pella, and teams that I don't think you have played or haven't played in many, many years. So it's kind of an interesting deal for you in the sub-state too this year.
Yeah, and I went back and forth when you're doing, you know, talking with other coaches and trying to guess and predict the brackets and all that stuff. It's kind of fun. But it's also kind of like you're like a 10-year-old on Christmas Eve waiting for the brackets to come out. And so I had a few different, you know, thoughts on how it would go. But I give the state a lot of credit. You know, they in the past, a lot of times it was geographical more than anything. And this year I thought they really tried hard to, you know, maybe the top four seeds, a little bit geography, right? Because you have to. But I thought that they did a really good job of getting and separating the teams pretty fairly. And now everybody's going to look at, you know, you have eight sub-states. There's going to be some sub-states that have a really good, you know, second, third, or fourth team. And so, but I thought overall that it was very, very balanced. We're happy with our draw. We would have been, you know, ready, and we would have prepared for whoever it is. You just never know who it's going to be. But it was really cool to, like, be able to have the team separated, but to maybe go someplace new that we haven't been, and just adds a little excitement. And it's a fun, hopefully if we can hold up our end of the bargain, it'll be a fun trip. But we're really, really happy and proud of what we accomplished as a whole on the season. And just our kind of our whole, I don't know what you want to call it, but just everything as a whole of what we accomplished, and being able to earn a two seed is really special for this group. You know, three seniors, three of the best athletes that we've ever had come through the program, one of the best basketball players that we've had, if not the best. And so it's like, you're like, how can we come back and have a good year? And I thought our guys just really responded and worked really, really hard to just carry on what the seniors last year left the program in. And so to be able to have a two seed and be in a really good position with two home games, I just think speaks volumes of the guys that we have in the program.
Your first matchup is Creston out of the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Their record doesn't look great, but they've got a pretty good player that can score the basketball. And I think he might be a guard, but he scores 20 points. This kid obviously bears watching.
Yeah, and I think he's kind of one of their stud athletes. I think he's in football. Driscoll, I think, is his name too. That's kind of a football name anyways. But I know that they've got, you know, a lot of good athletes. And their record's probably not what they wanted it to be. But, I mean, you look at a team that we played and lost to, like Newton, they were, 7-14 or 8-14 or something like that. And so record's not always indicative of who you are. And everything resets to zero in the playoffs. Everybody makes the playoffs. And so we are going to have to be ready. And, you know, we've talked about them a little bit in practice so far. And so we're just going to have to really come out and focus on their main guys, and then also on what we do and doing that really, really well.
Is it good to have teams that you haven't played? It's kind of like the bracket kind of represents last year, except for Oskaloosa. Last year, everybody on that sub-state bracket, you hadn't played. Same thing this year. Either you haven't played any of these teams or have not played them in a long, long time.
Yeah, and I think it's just, it's a testament to the amount of talent just in this area, right? Like, there's a ton of talent. Even, you know, 2A, Pell Christian was a one seed. But, like, you know, have a team that probably has the worst record in the area around here that's 3A in Newton. And they beat Oskaloosa. They beat Pell Christian. Like, they were in the games with Pella. And I know they had some other wins on there that were good wins. But they're a good basketball team. And so to be able to split everybody up and spread out the talent basically is just really cool. And being able to play some of those other teams that you haven't played before is kind of new and exciting to prepare for different teams. And there's also that element of mystery, and so a little uncertainty goes with that. But I think that, you know, the way that we're playing bodes well for us, and we just have to play really, really well and do the things that we're good at.
Coach, best luck to you. We'll see you Monday night.
Okay, thank you.
That's Joel Cady, Knoxville boys basketball coach. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA Careless.